Scano, Sago, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the Health Services COVID-19 podcast for the week of July 13th to 19th, 2020. On my part, as you all know, or for those just joining us, I'm Lori Davis-Hill, Director of Health Services and COVID-19 Incident Command under the current state of emergency here on Six Nations. Let's get our weekly podcast underway with a stop on over to our wellness section. For this week, it is my pleasure to sit down and have a visit with Natasha Slezak, Community Crisis Response Coordinator with the Gandow Mental Wellness Team. Welcome back, Natasha. Let's talk wellness.
Hi, everyone, and thank you again, Lori, for having me on the podcast today. I wanted to share with everyone today some information on sleeping and sleep difficulties and what you can do to try to improve the quality of sleep you are getting right now. Sleep problems are fairly common. In fact, 1 in 4 people experience sleep difficulties, which include trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, waking early in the morning, too much sleep, or restless, unsatisfying sleep. Getting a good night's sleep can improve your mental well-being and help you to better manage your anxiety or underlying mental health issues. The good news is that there are things you can do to improve your sleep. Sleep problems can be a result of various conditions and medical problems. Therefore, it's important to always discuss your sleep issues with your doctor or caregiver. To improve your sleep, try some of the following strategies. Create a comfortable sleep environment. If you want to have a good sleep, it helps to create a comfortable sleep environment. Make sure you have a supportive mattress and fresh, comfortable bedding. Also, try to ensure that your room is not too hot or cold and minimize noise and block out light. You can relax by trying to do some mind and body relaxation techniques before going to bed. Try taking a hot bath 90 minutes before you plan to sleep, or try a relaxation exercise. For example, calm breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, meditation, or listening to calming music. Having a snack can help. Although heavy late meals in the evening can disrupt your sleep, a light snack in the evening can improve your sleep. Try eating light cheese and crackers, turkey or bananas, or drink a warm glass of milk. Avoid anything spicy, sugary, or heavy. Get physical. People who exercise tend to have a more restful sleep. Exercising for at least 30 minutes, 3 times a week, can improve your overall sleep. So get moving. Go for a walk, a run, or anything that involves you moving your body. The best time to exercise is in the late afternoon or evening. Exercising in the morning, while good for you, won't help with sleep. Exercising less than 2 hours before bedtime can actually interfere with your sleep. Set a bedtime routine. Having a regular bedtime routine cues your body that it is time to sleep. So establish a set routine that you can follow every night. Establish a fixed awakening time, which means try to wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends, no matter how poorly you have slept the night before. This way, your body will begin to get used to your regular sleep rhythm. Only sleep when you're sleeping. Don't force yourself into bed at any particular time. You'll only lie awake in bed and feel frustrated that you cannot sleep. Use your bed only for sleeping. Try to avoid reading, watching television, working, or studying in bed. This because these activities keep your mind active, which also gets in the way of you sleeping. Get out of bed. If you can't fall asleep after 20 or 30 minutes, get out of bed and do something boring. For example, read a manual on how to program your clock radio. Read the sports section of the newspaper if you're not into sports. Or try relaxing. Meditate, listen to calm music, have a warm decaffeinated drink. When you start to feel sleepy, climb back in your bed. This strategy can help you feel like you're making things worse, but if you stick with it, it really can help you. Try not to worry. Leave your worries at work, school, health, relationships out of the bedroom. Try scheduling a worry time earlier in the evening to deal with any of these worries you may have. If you wake up in the middle of the night worrying, try to write down your worries and then tell yourself that you will address them in the morning. Worrying about sleep does not help. It just makes it more likely that you're not going to sleep. So let go of the belief that you have to get 8 hours of sleep or you can't function. Stop looking at the clock and stop trying to make yourself fall asleep. It will happen when it happens. Avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and smoking before bed can also help improve your overall sleep. Skip having naps. Naps can interfere with your normal cycles. So if you are having trouble sleeping, avoid taking naps. That way, your body will be more likely to be tired when it is bedtime. Get some natural light. Try to spend time outdoors or in natural light every day. Getting some sunlight earlier in the day can be helpful for setting your body's natural wake and sleep cycles. The key to success is to start small. Making small changes can have large impacts on your overall sleep. Don't try to do everything all at once. Instead, pick one or two of these strategies that I told you about and try them. When you're ready, add a new strategy. The goal is to start slowly and start increasing behaviors so that this can help you sleep. Be consistent. Pick a strategy and use it consistently. Try to do the same thing every single night. Be patient. These strategies can take time to improve your sleep. In fact, some things do get worse before they get better. Hang in there and stick with it. Chart your progress. Use a sleep diary to keep track of all the strategies that you're using and update your weekly progress. Here are some local services that are available within the community if you are in need of support or have any more questions. We have our Six Nations Mental Health and Addiction Services. They are open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Their telephone number is 519-445-2143. We also have Six Nations Child and Family Services. They are available Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Their telephone number is 519-445-2071. And we also have our Six Nations Mobile Crisis Line, which is available 24/7. Their telephone number is 519-445-2204 or toll-free at 1-866-445-2204. Thank you again for having me on the podcast today. Stay well, everyone.
Now, Natasha, for taking the time and stopping by to share with us more information that we need to cope with COVID-19. Now from wellness to numbers. Over the weekend, the province recorded almost identical numbers, 130 new cases on the 11th of July, which was Saturday, and 129 new cases yesterday, July 12th. And updating the current state in Ontario as of today, July 13th, 36,839 total cases. 32,663 are resolved, 2,722 deaths. 1,454 active cases of COVID-19, and of those, 104 are currently hospitalized, 28 are in the intensive care unit, and of those 28, 20 are in the intensive care unit on a ventilator. Six Nations to date has 15 cases. This morning, I was advised by Oshawgan Public Health that they received a positive lab result for COVID-19 this morning. Contact tracing is being completed, and the case and their contacts are currently completing their 14-day self-isolation. Breaking down our overall total, we have reported 15 positive cases. Of those positives, one is active, 13 have resolved, with one death. And our testing numbers, we have tested 1,076 people have been tested. Of those tested, 1,023 have shown negative results. Oshawgan Public Health is currently advising 19 people to self-isolate. Now over to our adjacent communities. Mississaugas of the Credit remains at one resolved case reported. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health Unit has 444 cases. 10 of those are active, 396 are recovered, and 32 deaths. Brant Public Health Unit reports 130 positive cases. 7 are active, 119 are resolved, and 4 deaths. And Hamilton Public Health Unit reporting as of July 10th, 861 cases, 27 are active, 790 are resolved, with 44 deaths. And the Toronto Public Health Unit, as of July 9th, reports 14,777 positive cases, 632 of those are active, 13,028 are resolved, with 1,117 deaths. Today, the province will announce information on moving forward to stage 3 of reopening, which could involve things like in-restaurant dining and opening more public recreation facilities. Should this happen, please visit these areas with a level of personal, responsible actions in mind. Physical distance, stay in your social bubble, use sanitizer, and wear a mask. And the COVID-19 Assessment Center hotline remains open during the summer months. Call the hotline and book your test. You can reach the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center at 226-446-9909 or toll-free at 1-855-977-7737. Now, you often hear from us here on the podcast about the importance of contact tracing. This is a tool that helps us help you and our community so we can track the virus, find out where you might have gotten it, and maybe help someone you know or care about from getting it. Contact tracing is not something that is a negative and will never be held against you or meant to cause you undue stress. We often say you can do this with a phone or other electronic device, and one way that might be even be a reminder is taking a picture with your phone of all the places you frequent during the day. Remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words. If you are here at Six Nations visiting, working, or living, let's keep both of us healthy and moving forward by wearing a mask in public, keep physical distancing 6 feet apart, washing our hands frequently, and cleaning high-touch areas often, and try to avoid touching your face. Always remember, wearing a mask protects me from you and you from me. Well, we did have quite a week last week with high levels of heat, and I'm glad to say that the Brant County Health Unit has now issued a notice saying the heat warning is over. But make sure to find ways to stay cool. Continue to watch Healthy Six Nations and Six Nations Matters for online virtual Zoom programming, and check out the Six Nations COVID-19.ca website for any new updates this week. The coronavirus is still here. Remember our frontline workers here on Six Nations and around the world. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Niawa.